Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started. So in today's Whole and Healthy Live podcast episode, Laura and I are reunited and back together again after weeks of interviews and all sorts of awesome good stuff that we've been sharing with you. And so today we thought we'd just do a bit of a catch up with each other. Both of us have had a whole lot of stuff going on health-wise, life-wise. And so we're just going to share a whole bunch of awesome details with you as you have your earphones plonked in your ear. And we're just going to let you know a whole bunch of stuff that's been happening. But I suppose before we dive in, Laura, we should probably give people updates about our awesome retreat.
We should, absolutely. So we have our retreat booked for, it's the very end of September, isn't it, going into October?
Yep, 29th of September to the 1st of October.
Fabulous. So a good few months away, but fast approaching. And we really feel that this is going to be something extra special. We've got a fantastic venue booked for it with a spa, and it's a full-on luxuriousness, and it's just going to be a really, really great opportunity for you to relax, get some really good self-care, to have some talks around the things that are blocking you at the moment, whether that's around your health, around your mindset, and really come out of the retreat feeling refreshed and with a plan of action to really start putting some changes into your life, basically, and really start to see some differences.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good summary. That sounds exciting.
How are you? It is.
I'll be there. I know. I remember in our planning and talking about it, like, we were really thinking about what really happens in a retreat. And I think a lot of the word that we kind of came back to a lot was this, like, shift. Mm-hmm. And I suppose transformation in a way, but I think both of us resonated a bit more with the word shift. It's not necessarily that, you know, you come on a retreat and you become this different healthy person. Actually, you come on this retreat and you get realigned with who you are, and you can shift away from that rut you've been stuck in, or those habits that have been kind of sabotaging you, and also find and connect with other people that are wanting to live these kind of whole and healthy lives as well. So we're both really, really excited for it. It's going to be an amazing kind of three-day event. If you want to find out more about it, then just head to the website, which is wholehealthylive.com, and it's /retreats. And you can find out all the information there. It's going to be near Oxford, so it's really easy to get to. And it's a really lovely venue. And we've got an amazing kind of itinerary planned throughout the whole time. So it'll just be a little bit of space away for you to, like, rest and sleep and connect with your body and what you feel and all sorts of good stuff. So there are some tickets available. We've managed to get a few extra spaces and tickets and bedrooms for the event itself, but it's not going to be a huge event. You're not going to come to a retreat and there's like 150 people there. This is intimate. We want to have dinner together, chat together, and just, you know, potentially drink some wine in the bar together as well.
It's going to be full of a lot of laughs and a lot of, I think one of the things that we found at the last one was that we attract in women who just, you know, who just get on so well, and yeah, you know, it really is, it's going to be a lovely experience, and we'd absolutely love you to be part of it. So check that link out, wholehealthylive.com/retreats, and we'd love to see you.
Yeah, it would be super awesome. But other than all things retreat, how have things been going with you, Laura, in the last couple of weeks?
I'm trying to think the last time I updated.
I know. I think it was a while ago.
I think it was. What have I been up to? It feels like it's just been a couple of those weeks where I've just been kind of getting on with things, to be honest. I don't think there's been anything major, which is quite nice for change.
That is nice, yeah.
It's quite nice for change. I'm feeling a lot better with myself. So I think people might remember a blog post that I did a little while ago, and I talked about how I was having some issues around my bladder and, like, kind of like a, I can't even say the word, cystitis type symptoms, but that's really cleared up, which is awesome. Yay. So I'm really pleased about that. So that's been really good. And then I did a blog post this week, which really like blew me away and really surprised me. I think I had about 20 emails and
oh, really?
Loads of comments. Yeah, like loads of emails. I was really, really surprised. I'm still working my way through answering them as we record this. Just about kind of how I was feeling about some certain things, and just being really, really clear about what people can expect from me and wholeheartedly healthy in the future, because I felt like I wasn't perhaps being as clear about where I was with everything. And
yeah.
I kind of explained that since I had Finley, I do a lot of, I've been a lot more internal thinking. this sounds ridiculous, not actually said, but do you know what I mean? I've been processing stuff internally a lot more than how I used to process stuff, which was by writing it out on my blog. And I've been doing a lot more of that internally. And it's only just now that I'm starting to feel like I want to start doing that externally again and sharing that with people. And that blog post is just a brilliant example of why I shouldn't be afraid to do that, because I think a lot of people resonated with what I was saying. And just and there's a power that comes, I think, from being able to just really, really speak your truth and be okay with that, even when it feels a little bit scary. And I'm reading a book at the moment by Lee Sinister, and I think one of the lines that she says, and that is, you know, speak your truth even if your voice shakes.
That's so good.
So excuse me, guys, if I cough through this podcast as well. I might just keep muting myself while Kezia talks, so I don't like.
No, but I think that's really powerful. I think you're so right, actually, in terms of, I've been thinking that more recently about stuff that I share, and I did a post a while ago that was just sharing just about specific health journeys, and I got a bunch of emails back, and it did make me think, oh, am I speaking my truth as much as I could be? Like, am I really? It's not about having no boundaries, but it is about willing to be vulnerable and put yourself out there. And in that process, actually, it nourishes other people, but it does nourish you as well.
Definitely, yeah.
And so I've been wondering that in terms of how can I sort of take that to another level in terms of writing and what you share, of just being real and not being afraid to just be who you are and think the things you think and believe the things you believe, and that to be space. And the wonderful thing is the internet, if people don't like it, that's okay. Like, this is it.
And I mean, I think when I sent that blog post out, I had like a link in that just said, you know, if you want to unsubscribe, that's totally fine, because I think something that I you know was hanging on to was this idea of being liked by everybody. But you know what it is, it's okay not to be everyone's cup of tea.
And
that's totally fine. I mean, I'm not expecting myself to be, not anymore, expecting myself to be everybody's cup of tea. And I think it's just helped me get really specific and like, this is what I'm about. This other stuff is what I'm not about. And that's totally fine. And I think it was helpful for me just to reaffirm that, not just to the people who like to read my blog, but to myself.
Yeah.
This is what I'm about. You know, and I said there, like, I've got absolutely no, like, I do not resonate with the current healthy living scene at all.
Yeah.
Not, and I mean, I think I've spoke about that in different ways over the last few years on the blog, but I just do not resonate with it at all. It's not, you know, it's not what I want for me. It's fine if that's what other people want for themselves, but it's just not what I want for me. And I think it was nice to just be honest about that and be okay with that. You know, my aim is not to be walking around in, I mean, I've got a few pairs of really nice leggings, but my aim is not to be walking around in leggings, swishing my blonde ponytail. Do you know what I mean? On my way to a yoga class, for example, you know, my version of healthy living is more like trying to fit in a 10-minute yoga with Adrienne workout on the carpet while Finley's asleep or something along those lines. You know what I mean?
It's
a lot different. And I do. I think I've been saying that for a little while now, but it just felt good to be able to just be like, yeah, this is just totally not doing it for me whatsoever. And that's okay.
That's good.
It is. And I think, I mean, to be fair, I don't think either of us are anywhere near the kind of like glossy version of health and wellbeing whatsoever. Which I'm sure is why a lot of you guys are listening.
There's not a lot of gloss going on in my life.
There's not a lot of gloss,
apart from on, like, in my kitchen skirting boards. That's it.
Oh god! But the only gloss that I have is when Finley decides to stick his hands in his mouth and then like stroke them on my face. It's really gross. He was doing it last night because I was lying in bed with him getting him to sleep, and he was like, "It's just this weird thing where he like sucks his fingers and then puts them on your face and like moves them around and stuff." It's very, very strange. But anyway.
It's a sign of affection.
That's about as glossy as my skin gets, guys.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary. So do you feel like there's going to be some shifts and changes in the whole unhealthy and wholeheartedly healthy? Are you just going to kind of feel your way through it and see what happens?
I think I'm going to feel my way through it. I think I'm going to end up rebranding at some point towards the end of next year, probably in 2018. I think I might rebrand.
Love a rebrand.
I don't think I'll massively change. And I need to be very, very careful because I could quite easily use rebranding as procrastination because I love all of that stuff. I could very easily just use that as an excuse to not do anything other than just pin stuff to a Pinterest board. But I'm wholeheartedly, but I don't know whether I'm wholeheartedly healthy anymore.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know if that's the right word anymore.
Yeah, does make sense because I think it's about the words that resonate with you. And actually, if the word healthy's become a bit tainted or, do you know what I mean, had certain connotations to it, actually, that it's kind of, it's that alignment, isn't it?
I
think you're so right. There is, the word healthy has become a little bit like, what on earth does it mean? Like,
oh, God, I know we could just, but to be honest, we could record a podcast just about that, couldn't we? It's become so convoluted and
it's so encompassing, or for some things it's super specific. Healthy means you must do this, this and this. And I think actually redefining that for yourself and for is really, really important.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah. And it makes sense with the brand if that's not clicking anymore. Yeah. Then
I need to have a think about what that might mean and look like and everything. But yeah, so that felt really good to do that and have that and just put those honest thoughts out there and stuff. And I was honest about the stuff that I'm still working through. And but like I said in that blog post, if anyone read it, it's, you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself at how awesome my life is. And sometimes I feel a bit uncomfortable saying that in a way. But, you know, I went from, not that I think my story is a particular sob story or anything like that, but I went from, you know, not believing I could have a child and working and not a bad job, but a job that I found really unfulfilling, and being in a one bedroom flat with, you know, several thousand pounds worth of negative equity. And in a few years I've turned that around completely, and that feels like a big achievement. And I'm just really grateful for everything that I've got nowadays and being able to do this and, you know, chat with one of my best friends on a podcast on a Friday afternoon. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have to just really pinch yourself and just think how amazing that is to be able to do stuff like that. But the brilliant thing is, I don't think I'm anything special by being able to do that. I think sometimes we need to make a decision or make decisions about what we want in life, and then have the balls to go after them, or the ovaries to go after them, should I say, the feminist version of that.
Lots and lots of tiny, tiny, tiny balls in the shape of eggs.
Yes, exactly. Have the ovaries to go after them. I feel like I'm in a good place with all of that at the moment. And just having that blog post out just really reminded me of where what I want to be sharing and what I think my voice is in this world and all those important, deep things.
They are quite deep things. I think when you are building, when you do run a business and it's a kind of a personal brand, so it's a personal, it's part of you that you're building. And, you know, it's not all of you. You don't necessarily have everything on show, but it's very personal and you care about it. And I think it is important to kind of communicate and get that stuff out there and share the shifts and changes and give yourself space to develop and evolve and to not want to talk about the same things you talked about a while ago. I think it's quite easy to feel like you've ended up pigeonholing yourself and then you're like, I can do what I want, I just need to take responsibility and have, you know, just go and do it.
And this is it. And I think it's been okay with that change. And I think it's been okay you know, from like a business point of view, that some people are going to be up for that and some people who have followed you for a while aren't. And that's fine. You know, I mean, I think, you know, there's, at the end of the day, like, God, you just need to go on Instagram for 5 minutes. There's so many people doing so many things with their own unique flavour. There's something there for everybody. And if you're not it, then, you know, someone else will be it for that person. And that's okay. But hopefully I am it for a big group of people still. Which I think I am. So, So yeah, so it's just been really like a significant shift, I think, this week with that, and just getting my head really straight on all of that stuff. So yes, and I'm currently solo parenting. James is away at a music festival, and that is just maybe any of you guys who are listening who are single parents, I take my hat off to you guys. I could not do it for very long.
Without a
co-parent.
Yeah, in place. It seems really hard. How long is he away for?
5 days. So it's not like horrendous, but oh my god, it's been challenging. That has been challenging with a stroppy 2-year-old.
Yeah,
it's been quite hard. But that aside, it's all good. So I'm happy to report.
Ah, brilliant!
And how about you, Kezia? What's been happening for you? How's your health been recently?
Ah, it has been. I'll probably put it in the show notes, but I'll put a link to a post where I talked a bit more about my health.
Yeah,
probably to set the scene. It's probably a couple of months ago. Where are we now? Maybe March, start of March, kind of time, end of February. And so I kind of got to a bit of an end of my tether, as my mum would say, with my health, and did a bunch of testings and just really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And basically, I'm just nearly actually at the end of a kind of 60-day sort of protocol, really, like healing protocol that I worked with my nutritionist, and I tweaked and edited myself as well, as you tend to do, being like, no, I think this would work and this would work. So I'll be excited to finish that, because to be honest, the last couple of months I feel like I've been taking so many supplements in a day, which is not my normal routine. I've just been like, oh my goodness, this is so many supplements, but I'm like, it's not forever, it's just for a temporary period of time. So it's been going all right. It's definitely up and down times with it in terms of how I've been feeling. Like sometimes I'll feel really, really great, and then I kind of get little crashes, which is sometimes where I think my body's just doing a bit of detoxing and kind of a bit more of intensive work. But in general, the last couple of weeks, I've generally been feeling better and better, which has been really good, because it's actually been a really busy time with uni, lots of assignments in with that, and then with business stuff and all of that kind of thing. So I have, like, I rejoined my gym a couple of weeks ago, because I kind of felt like I actually had energy and really wanted to go back to my, like, my HIIT classes and strength workouts, which I have been doing little bits of. I didn't stop exercise completely, but I just really toned it back for probably the 6 months, to be honest. But I really just felt like I could go and do it. And so I've been to the gym a couple of times. I'm trying to be sensible with it, and I've just been loving it and actually feeling energized throughout the day. And so that's been really exciting, having a good, like, more days than not where I'm like, oh, I feel good, I feel energized, everything, I feel normal, which has been really encouraging. And things like exercise, I've been realizing through this whole process that I think I've found not feeling free to just do the movement that I want to do really kind of disempowering, actually. Yeah. And it kind of triggers me off on some old stuff, actually, from being a kid around exercise and a lot of humiliation I used to have about that. And so it's been really empowering to just be like, you know what, I am going to go and I'm going to lift some weights for half an hour and I'm going to feel okay the rest of the day, and I can do it.
Yeah.
So that's been something I've been loving the last couple of weeks. I'm just like, I know the gym's not always a very popular thing to say you love, because it's all about like yoga and, I don't know, being outside, but I'm like, I really like it.
I don't know, it's funny enough you say that. You know, I was actually considering the gym again, just because of when I've looked at myself and I've been doing a lot of reflection just on how I want, what I want my well-being to look like in terms of the things that I want to practice a bit more. And exercise is definitely something that I'm trying to find my groove with. And I don't have like I used to have like mindset blocks, so similar to what you said there about embarrassment and humiliation and stuff from being younger, and just not, you know, branding myself as not a very fit person, or not a sporty person. But getting over those. But I think for me, it's a routine thing.
Yes.
That I struggle with. I work quite well with a routine. And it's something that ever since I had Finley, really, I've really, really struggled with. Because before Finley, I would be at the gym if it opened at 7 a.m. and it would be out the way and I would just do it, and it was like brushing my teeth. You know, it was that real typical, you know, when you hear about people developing habits, and it's just like, yeah, it was great. Whereas I just don't have that, I don't have any of that kind of routine anymore. Nothing as solid as that. So it's been trying to figure out how I can kind of manage that and how I can make that happen again. But at the same time, without it being too samey, because, you know, given some of the stuff that we've talked about in certainly now period episodes and around honouring your cycle and not being so rigid around what we do and being able to, you know, rest when we need to rest and all that kind of stuff, I think there's an interesting reflection there for me in terms of how do I go with the flow but still have some kind of routine that isn't fixed. So I'm working on figuring that out. And I think it's, for me, it's going to be something like every nursery day. So every day that Finley's got nursery childcare, every time, you know, I get up, I get straight in my workout gear and I do something for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I make that a non-negotiable and I focus on that for the next 3 months. And that's my main focus because, you know, this is the thing that we see. I'm sure you see this with clients as well, is that we try and change too much at once.
Oh, yes.
Whereas I think for me, I think if I can make that, just keeping up that habit a focus, I'll find my groove with it again.
Definitely. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I really felt it was that routine part. Like I looked back, when did I feel really strong and, yeah, just really strong in my body? Not in I'm lean and I'm deadlifting 100 kgs strong, but I felt strong as an emotion. And I was like, oh, it's actually when I was really in my groove with the gym but it wasn't based on should I, shouldn't I? It was just, I did it. I probably at the time, I maybe did it a little bit too much, but probably 4 or 5 days a week would get up, same like you'd go to the gym, blah, 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 come back. And I was like, I actually really enjoyed that because it removed the decision making.
Exactly, and
for me, like a couple of months ago, it'd be like, right, I'm going to do some exercise, but do I do yoga with Adrienne? Do I do Fitness Blender? Do I go for a walk? Do I feel like I go for a run? And it was just too much decision making for my brain. So I'm like, no, here's classes. I spend once a week deciding which classes to go to, and then I show up. They're only half an hour, and then I leave.
Good,
So in the morning, I just roll out of bed, eat something, head there, and then roll back. And I'm only trying to do it 3 times a week, and that seems to be working well for me so far. But it's been great actually, just doing it. But I think you're right. It's whatever it is, whether it's a gym or not, it's just finding that routine or whatever it is that makes you feel good. If that's going to the gym, do it. If it's going for a walk, do it. If it's buying a treadmill in your front room while you watch, I don't know, Jane the Virgin on Netflix, do it. you can tell what I've been watching on Netflix. It's just is figuring out what works and what makes you feel really good. So that's been really good. And in terms of health wise, I was thinking of getting some certain things retested. So I'm hopefully going to do that, but it is quite expensive. So I might just, I actually think, to be honest, I just want to leave it for a couple of months, go on holiday, be in the sun and just see how I feel, see what is making me feel good. And I think probably from that, I'll know if, you know, I've gotten on top of things really. But I might still need to do some thyroid testing and that kind of thing. As time goes on, but it's been a really interesting experience of just going through a protocol that normally I would kind of give similar ones to my clients and then actually doing it myself. And interestingly, my other half, Joe, he's also started on a slightly different but similar protocol I made for him with a couple of small health issues he's had for years, but has never wanted to necessarily do anything about. And they weren't that big a deal. But I think seeing my improvement through this process has made him be like, oh, okay, let's give this a try. So I was like, he mentioned it one day, and then on the inside, I was like, yes, finally. Because I bet everyone listening knows, if you know, in terms of relational dynamics and health, and if you're, you know, you can be like, I think, you know, your partner, I don't think all that beer you drink is probably helping with X, Y, and Z, but, you know, it's pointless trying to get people to do things they don't want to do. So that's been an exciting result of that. And he's actually already starting to feel better as well. So
that's great.
Yeah, so that's good. And I totally feel your vibes as well around what you're sharing about like business and your message and really focusing in on that. I feel like I'm looking forward. I'm away in June for a good couple of weeks. And I definitely feel like in need of some sort of reflection time in terms of really narrowing down of what do I want things to look like, and yeah, just all of that kind of stuff. I think, I wonder if it's something in the air or the moon or the...
I'm sure there's something astrologically speaking probably going on somewhere.
Because I've definitely been feeling like, oh, I need to just sit and journal and contemplate and just give space to thinking things through a little bit more. I think also as well, just I've not had, with studying and deadlines, having all that should be wrapped up kind of this week and next week, I'll then be like, feel like I've got half my brain back, which will be exciting.
Yeah, sometimes you just need the time to have like the brain space, don't you, to be able to think through some of this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And it's someone, I listened to a podcast once and they were trying to explain, I think it was a Myers-Briggs profile, and they basically explained it in terms of introverted thinking. It's like you need time to like reorganize your inner world.
Yeah.
And sort it out and put, you know, refile it, sort it out. And that really helped me understand the way that I was. Because I was like, oh, I do. If I don't get that time and space to sort of just sit and organize my inner thinking.
I'm very much like that as well.
I get a bit like, oh, I get quite anxious and on edge. And then you just shove me on a train for 6 hours, let me with nothing to do but listen to music and think. And then I'm like, oh. So all sorted, and I've not done anything productive. I've just processed different things, and so yeah. And I think I mentioned in the last podcast, in the solo podcast that I did as well, I'm also thinking about going to see a psychotherapist as well.
Oh, interesting! Right?
Yeah, that's come through. You know, just one of those. I don't really think I believe in coincidences, but you know, when you just have, you keep on reading the same things and you keep on chatting to people about the same things and the same, basically lots of people are speaking to the same idea of trauma, and the thyroid is often quite linked and psychotherapy, and just, and a lot of my symptoms in my body are related to my body kind of being stuck in stress gear, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and I'm doing meditation, the breathing, I work for myself. So, you know, I've got the lifestyle things in place. I've got the nutrient parts in place, all of that kind of thing. So I've been a bit at a loss of why my brain still thinks there's threats everywhere. Yeah. If that makes sense, when there's not. And so that will be something. I've not started it yet because the lady I want to work with is busy and booked up. But that's something, it's definitely on my goals list to start doing in the next 5 or 6 months, which I think is actually, the more I look into it, the more I'm like, I think this is probably a really key part of healing the physical, biochemical body, as well as, you know, our emotional side of things. So I'll keep you guys updated with that as and when appropriate. I mean, I probably will be bawling messes at times, but you know, I'll maybe not record a podcast episode right after a session. And actually, for guys listening as well, like, I would not say I have a really traumatic past or childhood or anything like that. I actually would say I'm very blessed, have an amazing family, and I'm really blessed at how my life has rolled out, if that makes sense. And so in the past, I've always disregarded these kinds of therapies because I just didn't deem myself broken enough or messed up enough or traumatized enough. And actually, I've been learning more and more, actually, it's okay to just feel the things you feel and to experience the things you've experienced, whether or not it's something really, really horrendous, or maybe just something that on the scale of bad things, which I think is ridiculous that we have a scale, but you know, was hurtful for you at the time. And a lot of stuff when you're a child is super, super hurtful and really key and traumatic, but it's very small and simple. And but it's because you're a child and you don't really.
I mean, there's so much stuff. And when I do my mindset stuff and my mindset course, this is something that we're going into quite a lot, is that, you know, so much of what we experience as children is a lot of the roots of the stuff that we, some of the behaviours and thought patterns and stuff that we have now. But I think that's a really interesting point that you make, and something that I see with a lot of clients is, you know, we need to remember that like our experiences are valid. We don't have to compare them to others to measure them and whether or not we're allowed or whether we deserve to be helped with them, if that makes sense. Yeah. And you know, just one of the ways that I would notice that for me was I didn't feel that I deserved to feel trauma about what happened with Finley's heart defect because we saw families with children in a lot worse situations. And I can remember the nurse saying, she says, yeah, but this is your baby, this is your child.
Yeah.
Like, that. This is your experience. And just because, you know, your son, you know, has got a hole in the heart and theirs has only got half a heart, you know, yeah, it's terrible that they are in a much worse situation, but you're still experiencing that, you know, potentially losing the life of your son.
Yeah.
You know, and that just made such a big difference for me. And I see this happening with so many women, especially, is that we don't think that our experiences are valid enough to seek help or to, you know, to perhaps one of the reasons why things aren't perfect in our life as well. And I think we just need to give ourselves permission. But I think everyone needs to give themselves permission to feel things a lot more.
Yeah, I think so. And just to give yourself permission to just live the life you've lived. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you've not grown up in a war-torn country and you've seen your family and friends be blown up, and maybe you have, and that is awful, and we need to help those people and all that kind of thing. But it's also okay that you've lived the life that you've lived, and you can, it's good to have perspective on that, but it's also okay just to give yourself permission to be like, actually, I think the you know, that bully, like for me, I was bullied at school, so that's the thing I think I still probably need to deal with in terms of negative behavior patterns that my brain gets stuck in around anxiety and stress. And for years I was like, oh, wasn't that bad? It's not like I was hospitalized because I was beaten up, or, you know, because I know of lots of people who've had far worse experiences. But it's given myself, Kezia, this is the life that you've lived, and this is how it could have impacted you, so you deserve it. Like, you, it's okay for you to go and talk to someone through this and get the help that you need. And it doesn't say anything about your identity or your worth. It's just about being honest about how you feel and what's happened to you. And it's like what you said, actually, about speaking your truth, you know, in a different way of like being like, this is my truth, this is what happened, and I'm gonna be okay around that. So I think that will be a really interesting journey for me to go on, but I'm excited. It'll be good.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. And isn't it what a wonderful gift to give yourself, though, to go through something like that? And I think, again, you know, so many of us don't do that.
No.
You know, I wouldn't even think to do that, so.
No, well, I've kind of been amazed that I am even up for it, to be honest, in terms of just my history around looking after myself and investing in myself is relatively poor. And it's been something I have really been working on, and with self-care and investing in myself in the small things, and actually being like, you know what, just giving that permission. And so it's been a really good kind of fruit of change, actually, of being like, you know what, I'm actually totally okay to do this. And I'm okay to talk about it. I'm okay to invest financially in it, because it's through private means.
Yeah.
And I'm okay to own it, which, I mean, even a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have. I'd been like, oh, Kezia, get a grip, get over yourself. Like, people far worse than you, and you're not going to spend hundreds of pounds on that. Blah blah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been like, oh, I've come far on this old journey. Me, I'm like, well done, me. Even thinking about this is progress. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I suppose it's one of those things. You know, we talk a lot about gratitude, and I think gratitude's really important. Mm. But sometimes I think at the same time we have to be not to use gratitude like a plaster over a gaping wound.
Yes.
You know,
so true.
And I kind of cringe when I see gratitude kind of spouted out like that. There was obviously I won't talk about names or anything, but there was someone who posted in one of my communities about how she was having a really bad day, and she says, I think I just need to give myself that today. And it's like, sometimes, you know, we just need to give ourselves permission to feel shit. That's our explicit label on the podcast now. to feel like that. And sometimes I think it's quite helpful even just to say, you know, like, today I'm just going to wallow in it, and I'm going to be okay with that, because, you know, so much of the society now is about, you know, like pulling ourselves together and, you know, chin up and all this kind of stuff. And actually, I don't think that helps by, you know, not allowing us to feel our feelings properly.
Yeah.
Or to process stuff, you know.
No, it is true. And you can still be, I think people think, that in order to deal with their crap and their, that, you know, those dark depths of them that's kind of all dark and damp. You know those boxes mm-hmm. we shove a lot of stuff in,
yeah.
lock a couple of times and put away in the depths of our soul. We think that if we want to open that, that somehow we switch off gratitude as yeah. well. Like yeah. it kind of thinks, well, because I'm going to go and get, say, for my example, therapy, that means I obviously think my life is awful and then I can't be grateful. And you're like, no, it's actually, you can do both. You can yeah. deal with your shit. And you can be really grateful for where you are and what you have in the life that you've lived. They're not opposites, actually. Mm-hmm. It's actually healthy that you do both, that you own the days that are bad, you own the stuff that you're still working on and still feels a bit dark and dingy and on the inside. And you still are like, oh, you know what? But I can still get perspective on this. And yeah. I am amazingly grateful for this and this. And so I think that sometimes gets misconstrued, that gratitude is about positivity all the time. Yeah. And you're like, no. sometimes you can be grateful and not feeling positive. Yeah. It helps you to get to that positive feeling.
Yeah.
It does help, but it's not necessarily about that. So I think that's a really, really good point. So those are kind of my updates. And on a more superficial level, I'm going on holiday to Canada in a few weeks.
Wow, God, you get yourself around, like.
I know, I get around, Laura. What can I say?
This is the benefits of not having kids who suck out all your money.
I know, I am. This is literally a me milking like as much travel before we have children. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, where should we go? Let's just go and do it. Because I'm like, I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy this process of long-haul flights if I have a tiny person who I need to feed and entertain for 9 hours. So yeah. I'm getting all my travel done now so that when we have kids, I'll basically probably just go to the Highlands and Lake District for my holidays for the next 10 years.
Yes.
That's pretty much probably what my holidays will be. My sister-in-law's just had a baby and she lives there. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we're going to go there and do a bit of city stuff and outdoorsy mountains, canoeing, that kind of thing, and
then hang
out with my sister-in-law and her partner and look at my fifth nephew.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, I've got mainly nephews and one niece. It should be
very lovely.
Yeah.
When do you go there then?
In middle of June.
Oh, lovely.
And I'm there for 3 weeks, which is exciting and a bit naughty, but that's the joy of working for yourself.
It is. Hey, we've got to take it when we can.
I know, it's true. You're just like, I'm just gonna go on holiday, which is fun. So yeah, those are kind of my updates, I think, from the deep and meaningful to I'm going on holiday.
No, it sounds funny. Good to me.
I know it does. Well, we should probably wrap up this
we
episode.
Should.
And we'll probably be back in coming weeks with more interviews, solo episodes. We've got some awesome stuff lined up for you over the summer months. And if you do have any suggestions or thoughts or even questions that you'd love us to address here on the podcast, then feel free to either go to our Instagram, which is Whole Healthy Live, just at Whole Healthy Live on Instagram, or you can head to Laura and you're Laura Agar Wilson, aren't you?
I am.
And then I am Supernaturally Healthy on Instagram. So feel free to ask us any questions, leave us a comment on the website or email us or anything like that. And we're happy to address that on the podcast. Otherwise, we would love to see some of you at the retreat.
We would. Yes, we would. And you can have all these kind of conversations with us in
person. I know. we'll end up talking about lots of random and wonderful things.
Absolutely. We really would, wouldn't we?
Yes. It's true.
But yes, it's been lovely to chat to you guys again, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back again next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.